Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's wake up.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
It's just a great way to start a day.
On Mix 94.1.
Man, don't want to bring some bad news. It's just... It's one of those pieces of information that I just got that I was like, oh, no, because it hurts my heart. You know the store Justice, the sparkly store, the glitter store, the store for teens and mostly tweens, the little girl store with all the pillows and all that stuff. They are closing.
No.
They're closing their stores. I'm heartbroken. Now, My youngest, she still likes stuff from there, and it makes me so happy because it's like just, it's that typical gaudy, like sparkly stuff, and I don't know why it makes me smile, but yeah, they just announced that they are closing their doors. They're shutting down all stores by early 2021. They've already closed hundreds of locations with plans to move to more online sales, but now they're closing for good. After the holidays. So you can still get Justice clothing. It'll be primarily an online platform, but they're still going to sell clothes and footwear and accessories and all that stuff. But all of their locations are expected to close by early 2021.
That Billie Eilish video for her song, Therefore I Am, where she's running around inside the Glendale Galleria Mall, that's one of the stores you see that she runs by. You see Justice. I was watching the video. I'm like, oh, there's Justice. They're still in the mall.
It was closed down, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the whole mall was closed down. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. I've never been. But that's like a mall staple, Justice. And for girls, too, it's a staple store to go to.
I will say, we're doing laundry after a Justice haul is like a nightmare because there's glitter all over your washing machine. But is there a store from your teens or from your tweens that you loved, but it's no longer around? Because I really think, you know, 20 years from now, my littlest will be talking about it like, oh, I used to shop at this store called Justice. And me and my mom would go in there. She'd buy me a pillow in the shape of the letter B for Brooklyn. And I mean, we buy so much stuff from Justice whenever she asks for gift cards. Justice. So I don't know. It just hurts me a little bit in my heart. But what was a store from your teens or your tweens that you used to love and it's no longer around? 702-364-9400.
My go-to mall back in the day was the Boulevard Mall. So I'd go to the Boulevard Mall at least once a week, normally on Fridays when I would get paid from Value Rent-A-Car. I'd cash my check at the Hotel Continental and take my money over there, and I would go to Suncoast Video, where you could buy CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, movie posters. I used to hang movie posters up in my apartment. That was kind of like my gimmick. So that was like my go-to spot. I always pop into Suncoast Video.
I remember seeing that. It was like Blockbuster's nemesis.
Yeah, they didn't rent, though. But yeah, I don't think they rented. It was just...
They had like... But they sold like movies,
yes,
and stuff,
mm-hmm,
like that. So it wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't like a rental place. I remember it was like black and red, right? Was that like the colors?
Like a neon-y... Because Suncoast, like a neon-y, I think almost like Miami Vice kind of logo, the way Suncoast was written when he entered the store.
Yeah, I remember that. My store was... Is it still around, the Limited? I love the Limited. That was, and then they had Limited Express, where I used to get all my clothes. Like those were my places.
Did the Limited become Express? Did Limited turn into Express Store?
Maybe. I don't know. And then there was Limited 2, which was for little girls. 702-364-9400. If you know what the situation is with the Limited, do they still have the Limited? I love that place. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Melissa.
Melissa, what's the store that you loved in your teens and tweens that's no longer around?
Contempo.
Contempo casuals. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You could, that was like the older girls' Justice, right?
Yeah, like for teenagers, like high school age.
Yeah, they had all the accessories, they had really cool clothes, but they were cheap. They, so you could get a cool trendy outfit for cheap.
It was affordable.
Yes.
And I like that. Okay.
I love that place. Oh, I totally forgot about it until you mentioned it. Thanks for your call. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Carol Ann.
Hey, Carol Ann. What's the store that you loved in your teens and tweens that's no longer around?
Melissa beat me to it. Contempo Casual.
We were all about Contempo. Seriously. I mean, leggings. I remember I had like a full-on outfit that was like, it matched from the headband to the t-shirt to the leggings to the earrings. Like, it all went together. That's why it was so great. Thank you so much. Yeah, it
is
sounds
it
like
still
we
around?
All... Or no, that's been gone.
Oh.
We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, this one's from Lauren. She says, I miss Mervyn's. They used to have some of the cutest shoes. I worked at Mervyn's. It was amazing. The Warner Brothers store. Remember that?
The WB.
Forum
yes.
Shop? I forgot about that one. This one says, this is recent, but I loved Charming Charlie's. I went at least once a week and they are now closed. Wait, what? Charming Charlie's is closed? Oh my gosh, between this and Justice, I don't know if I can take it.
It
truly is Friday the 13th. What the heck?
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
Let's wake up.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
It's just a great way to start a day.
On Mix 94.1.
And I'm here to make a disclaimer. I don't know if we make many of these, but what you're about to hear could give you chills, okay?
Right.
I've got that out there.
It's Friday the 13th. This is good.
Yes. So, yesterday, the exterminator came to my house. And just like every month, sprays for bugs. And I think I mentioned this a few months back. There were some rats in our neighborhood. And it freaked me out. So, my husband made sure he put a couple of rat bait boxes in our backyard. We had found a dead rat back there once, and it was like, what the? And we found out that our neighbors had a rat bait box, so we decided to get one too. So the exterminator knocks on the door. He never does because he's always just there to spray and leave. So he knocks on the door. My husband's like, okay. So he's like, hey man, how's it going? He's like, oh good, you got a second? So my husband goes out there with him, closes the door, comes back in, and his face is like, ugh. I said, what was wrong? He goes, the rat bait boxes, they're completely empty. Meaning, the rats are back, and they ate all the poison in the rat bait boxes, and he said to look around for a dead rats in my backyard. Oh, I am so heebie-jeebied out right now. That is just like, now I'm afraid to go in the backyard. Like, we were going to grill last night, dinner, and I was like, I'm not going back there. And he's like, wait, are you never going to go in the backyard again? I'm like, probably not, because now I'm so grossed out by it.
Do we know how fast this rat poison works? Is it something where, let's say you go to a restaurant and you eat something that's undercooked, you don't start getting sick till a little bit thereafter, maybe an hour or so after or 2 hours after or something? Does it work right away, or did the rat come in and was this some good food? He goes eating, and then he goes about his way, and he's dies 5 houses down.
That's what I think happened the first time when we found one in our backyard. There was just random dead, uh-huh. And then we asked our neighbors, and he's like, yeah, I have rat bait. We're like, well, that's what happened. He ate at your house, and he came over crawling to ours like, help me.
Uh-huh.
And then he just like went there. So now... that's a good point. Maybe they'll just go somewhere else and die. But is there anything like that with little critters or insects or creepy crawlies where it just gives you the heebie-jeebies? Like, what was your experience? 702-364-9400. Go ahead.
Well, say my sister, one of her kids came home with head lice and was bad. And then this blizzard like came through the same day or the night before, and they couldn't get out of their house to go get the treatment that they need to give the head lice. And it spread from her one daughter to the other daughter. So both girls had head lice, and they couldn't get out of the house to treat it. So they were kind of stuck for a couple of days, knowing that two of their kids' heads were infested with head lice. And I think she was doing something to make it, to get rid of it, but they couldn't go to the store to get whatever stuff you need to get to truly treat head lice. And every time I think about that, and this was, gosh, maybe 10 years ago, but every time I go to my sister's house, it's just kind of in the back of my head, like, oh, there's that infestation back in 2009.
Hearing head lice, it makes me itchy, just no matter what. And I've been lucky enough never to have it, or my kids never to have it. But just when I hear it, it's like, oh, all of a sudden my arms start itching. It's so weird.
Well, Larry, who cuts my hair, was telling me a couple years ago, he had a client come in that had head lice.
Ew.
And he said, yeah. So he goes, I'm starting to cut their hair, and I realized they had head lice. I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, it's a thing. You just don't tell them they have head lice and leave. You literally have to shut the shop down. Every single thing that touches hair or is in the area has to get disinfected. It is a huge thing if someone comes in with head lice to get their hair cut. He's like, yeah, you don't send them on their way. You shut down. You disinfect. You try to clean everything as much as possible.
I would just be like, oh, I feel sick all of a sudden. Could you please leave and never come back? Lock the door behind. I remember when I was little, my mom's Hungarian cousin came out to visit us from Hungary. And we drove down to New Mexico to introduce her to my grandparents and all my cousins down there. And the way we were set up, like, we were all sleeping in my grandma's house, like all over the place. And so she got the couch that was in the basement, and it was a furnished basement. There was a bar down there, a piano, pool table. It was really nice, but she was on the couch. So in the middle of the night, we hear this scream, like top of your lungs, bloody murder scream. And so my mom runs down there. I'm kind of at the top of the stairs, like trying to find out what's going on. Apparently she was asleep and she woke up and she felt something on her face.
Oh no.
Moving.
No. What?
So it turns out it was a caterpillar or like a centipede. I don't know where it came from. Just crawling across her face. She flicked it off. She turned on the lights and there it was just crawling around. Like, I think she said it was a centipede. It was just, it was like the mushy kind, not the cute little fuzzy kind. It was like the slimy kind, whatever that was. Could you imagine waking?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.